Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
It is the Bart Winkler Show. Hello, everyone. Thanks for sticking around. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. Marco Belletti's on the updates. I was going to say upside. A lot of upside to this young man's career. Carlos Ortiz. Oh, fam, it's your birthday month.
It is.
And it's coming up. Oh, ho, ho. Ooh, couple of weeks, Carlos.
You seem more excited than I am.
Well, you're coming into the club. You're getting on the other side. The wrong side of 40, as it were.
Yeah, guess what they said? Imaging will actually be accurate.
I'm a man. I'm 40. Oh, you're going to love turning 40. Statistically, your 40s are some of the worst years of your life.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
There's a chart called the happiness smile. Have you heard about that?
Never.
So think of a smile, how it looks, and the smile represents your life and your happiness. So you start when you're young, as a kid, you're like very, very happy. And then for the next, you know, few decades, the smile goes down, your happiness decreases. But then as you get older, once you're like settled, you don't have to worry about, you know, then it starts to go up a little bit. And then now you're older. And so you're the happiest at the beginning and ending of your natural life. And everything in the middle just kind of blows. So that's where you are.
Great. Something to look forward to.
Right now. You know who's unhappy? Is the Washington Nationals. And you know who's really unhappy? Is Davey Martinez.
What a segue.
He just got fired. He got fired. He's the fourth manager this year to be fired. Derek Shelton, after the Pirates started 12-26, was dismissed. Bud Black, there was no way a manager was going to survive the full season there in Colorado. He was fired in May, just a few days after Shelton. Brandon Hyde then got the pink slip after a tough start for the Orioles. And then Martinez, along with general manager Mike Rizzo, getting relieved of their duties. So who's next? Odds on favorites.
Come after me.
Brian Snitker of the Braves is a 3-1 favorite to be the next manager fired. Yeah. Well, they're having a tough year.
Yeah, they're having a brutal year. They should be way better than what they are now.
The Braves and Orioles, I think, could play in a World Series of most disappointing. Orioles have climbed back up to 40-49, so it's still some hope, but not really for my World Series pick. But Braves are kind of right there too, 39-50. Orioles had fired their manager, and again, now Braves on this list. Mark Kotze with the A's is about 4-1. Matt Quatraro, who I've definitely heard of, manages the Royals. He's 4-1. Steven Vogt of the Guardians and Alex Cora of the Red Sox.
No shot.
Those are the top five. You don't think they're firing him?
No, they're not firing Alex Cora.
Okay, Aaron Boone is on the list, 25-1. Yankees.
You know what? He should be a little higher.
Oh, okay. So anyway, that's the list. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We're talking some baseball with the All-Star Game. The conversation we've been having a little bit this last hour, if you are just joining us, Rewind features on the Odyssey app. If your station does not have all 4 hours of the Bart Winkler Show every night. Some do, some don't. Some only get us for 1 hour. And it's the last hour. Rough. But some get us. Anyway, Rewind feature. Odyssey app. We were talking about the All-Star Game and essentially who the snubs were and if every team should have a representative. National League and American League rosters, 32 players. NL right now at 33 because Clayton Kershaw got a Legends pick from Rob Manfred. But other than that, it's the teams they have their players voted in, and then reserves. But from those reserves, every team needs to be represented at least once. And for a lot of teams, only once. But every team does get representation. Rick is in Baltimore. What's up, Rick?
Hey. Well, I just got caught in a rainstorm walking my dogs while I was on hold waiting. But I'm happy to
can
be
I
on
tell
the
you,
line
can
now.
I, have you ever, hey, Rick, have you ever done this? When you are, and then I'll let you, when you are walking your dog, do you, like, look at your phone, or do you just walk the dog and that's what you're focused on?
It's 50-50, Bart. I do a little phone looking, but last time I'm too entangled in the two leashes that I can't even possibly juggle a phone at the same time. So
yes.
It depends on the evening, yeah.
Because I saw this today. I was out for a little stroll, as I do, and I saw a person walking their dog while reading a book. And I thought that was weird. And then two blocks over, I saw another person doing the same thing. And I thought to myself, this is not real life. I'm in a simulation. Something's wrong. There's no way I saw one, much less two people walking their dog while actually reading a physical book. It's crazy. Anyway.
I may have to try it sometime.
I don't know. It seems weird. Anyway, you called about what, Rick?
Well, about your topic of the evening. I really appreciate Carlos with a K's passion, and I especially appreciate the point about certain player bonuses being tied to their voting into the All-Star game. But I think for a league that seems to fail to do things on behalf of their fan base on a regular basis, like allowing owners to drive their teams into the ground so they can force them out of town to a supportive fan base and play in a cut-rate minor league park, all due, as they say, for Sacramento and the minor league park in Florida. And then also for a league that failed to get a team onto the field earlier than they did during the pandemic, when they argued over how many games they should play, while the fans would have been anxious to have any games played at all sooner than they did. Having a player for each individual team seems like they get it right for the fans. And I believe Marco kind of stole my thunder a little bit earlier, but yeah, imagine that young fan, you know, who's just falling in love with the game. Say maybe a young Bart Winkler Jr. in Milwaukee, cuddling up with his father to watch the game that evening and wondering where the player is from the Brewers on the team that night, and then going to bed in tears, muttering things under his breath that he's only heard from his father about his hatred for Major League Baseball and the college playoff selection committee as he goes to bed in tears. I mean, they've got to maintain this standard with keeping a player from each team so that they can grow that young fan base and not make them disillusioned like they easily could be.
I like it, Rick. Good call. Thank you. Have a good week.
You as well.
That's Rick in Baltimore. Now, just because, and I've been a young kid and I remember this, you know, you have somebody from your team on because everybody gets on and your team might be bad, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to get into the game. Just because you're, I mean, there's 33 people on these rosters, 32 people on these rosters. So that is why, like I mentioned a little bit last hour, yeah, it starts with the big matchups right away. And then some of these other guys that maybe aren't household names or even you're not even familiar with, even if you're a card collector, you don't know who these people are. They're the ones in the seventh, eighth, ninth inning, because I do think really, if you ask the managers, they always kind of say, my number one issue, I'm getting people into this game. I got to make sure I get everybody into this game some way, somehow, because you don't want to go to be a part of the festivities and then not actually get into the game. You get your one representative and you're very excited and then he never gets in. And you know, he was there on the lineup for the introductions. That was swell, but you never got to see him get into the game. So I don't mind that either. Also, you know, you could just play a 10th inning and let everybody, you know, get in or get in that bat. At least it is just an exhibition. It's not a real game. Like, make it as much of a real game as possible, but, oh, we didn't get everybody in. Oh, darn. Although now, we haven't seen it yet, right? If it's a tie, they do a home run derby? a mini home run derby. That's the after nine innings. They gave you this great rule that they're like never going to need to use. Maybe Tuesday, maybe next week. We shall see. Antonio is in Florida. What's up?
What's up, Bart? How are you doing today, man? Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm all right, man. I've been listening to you for a long time. I think I got in the call one time. I appreciate your show. I love your show, man. I was one of those ignorant people that just thought that the big stations had the good shows, man. And then I found your show, man, and I've just been hooked ever since, man. I work nights and I listen to you every single night, man.
That's great. Thank you. That's nice to hear.
But as far as the Major League, the game, man, I mean, I agree with Carlos, man. I mean, the fans, we pay the bills, man. You know, we want to see the best players there. I understand that everybody needs to be representative, whatever, man. If your team's not representative because your team sucks, man, you need to get on your GM's ass. You know, and get some players that are worth a damn. You know what I'm saying? That's just what I think. And as far as some of them, you know, their bonuses are attached to the games and stuff like that. It's like, have you seen the contracts these guys make every now and then?
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not worried about they didn't reach their $5 million bonus when they're making $50 million a year.
Well, and two, it's Antonio, good to talk. Yeah, thanks for the call, man.
All right, man.
So, yeah, thanks for calling back in. The bonus, if you're worried about these guys getting a bonus, well, now you can be on a crappy team and get a bonus. You can be like, I'm motivated. I want to be there. By the way, I did see today, if you make the WNBA All-Star Game, you do get a bonus of $2,500. That seems low. In a league where they're already like, hey, these salaries are low, there's got to be a way you can. I mean, everybody that played in that Commissioner's Cup got $5,000 worth of crypto.
Are you serious?
I am.
Okay.
I just got an email here. It's titled Carlos. Hey, Bart, love the show. Wanted to address what Carlos was saying about the snubs. To me, he's coming off as a big city snob. He is only mad because one of his precious Chicago Cubs didn't get in, and he wants to terrorize the smaller market teams and bad teams that do not hold weight in his big city coastal elitist eyes.
Well, one, I don't think that email actually exists. Two,
Hold on. Let me see the end of the best wishes, your number one fan, Bart Winkler.
Yeah, there it is. And first of all, if you really want to be, you know, nitpicky about it, there's two Cubs that got snubbed, not just one. Michael Busch should also be an All-Star. But
oh yeah, yeah, that's if there, I mean, wow. I mean, if this nation can rally around anything, it's that Michael Busch should have been an All-Star. Go Cubs, go! For 10 years, I was told Michael Busch would have been an All-Star, and then now there's just nothing? Oh, wait. That's something else. Anyway, go ahead.
What do you mean, go ahead? That's it. Seiya Suzuki and Michael Busch got snubbed. Seiya more than anything else. I'm not dying on the Michael Busch hill. The Seiya Suzuki, he leads the league in RBIs. I don't need participation trophies from all the other teams. Get better. Not my fault your team sucks.
Did you hear before when I said a hot take? I said if Juan Soto wants to be an All-Star so bad, he should have signed on with the Miami Marlins. He'd be an All-Star every year.
That's very funny. Not with the first month that he had.
Yeah, could you imagine? The month was so bad, Kyle Storrs still gets on the team. He truly does outbid.
If he was a Marlin, he'd be a Yankee now because the Marlins give everybody to the Yankees.
Oh, that's right. Let's get out to Jay in Ontario. What's up, Jay?
I just want to thank both you and Carlos for the most wonderful radio I've heard since Don Cherry got off the air.
That's very nice, Jay.
Because I miss Don Cherry. Radio has become way too antiseptic.
I don't know what that word means.
Well, it's just too, you know, saying the right thing and nobody gets offended. And it's too proper now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, thank goodness you make me think of my few favorite people, Bart Simpson and Marge.
Bart Simpson and Marge.
Yeah. And now, I wanted to also say, now, I think Detroit has four players in the All-Star game, don't they?
I think they do. I'm gonna go through a lot of fun All-Star related facts at the end of the show tonight. But there's also articles you can read about it that I'm gonna read.
Now I wonder, could I speak to Marco for a minute, please?
You may not. He's not in the room.
I understand. Sorry. I wanted to just. I guess I'll call him some more time.
Well, he's not. What did you want to tell him? I'll relay the message.
Well, I just wanted to. Really concerned about something from the other night, and I didn't hear. I wanted to make sure that the nighttime reporters give car racing results, and they forgot to do that last week, Sunday night.
I'm not so sure they forgot, but I will relay that
if you wouldn't mind.
I don't mind.
I really appreciate it. I'm blind in a chair. Like I count on you guys for talk radio details as much as possible.
Well, I'll tell you this. Yeah. Here's what I'll do.
Yeah.
If you're ever listening and you have not gotten the result that you need, you can call your friends at the Bart Winkler Show and ask us, and we will look it up for you.
Thank you, Bart.
All right.
Yeah, thank you for your service and your career choice.
All right, thank you, Jay.
Yeah,
bye. Then I cut him off.
I think I picked the wrong wife. Send him to the zoo.
I will take that as a compliment, but I laugh because he said he likes our radio. You get what he meant, but also it's like radio's too proper. I like you guys.
Right, like I didn't know we were improper.
Like, well, sometimes
it's a high compliment. It's Don Cherry and you. And mm-hmm. I think even you know who Don Cherry is.
Yeah. I do.
Do you need me to tell you who Don Cherry is?
He's the guy that wore the stuff.
Search Don Cherry, NHL. Yes, thank you, hockey.
Yeah. Sometimes my wife will say,
"I'm good at quickies."
When I talk in our setting of friends, I'll say like, "There ain't no way that's happening," or something very, and she'll say, "Professional broadcaster, folks," and I'll say, "It's part of my charm. That's part of my charm."
That's very good.
I'm not gonna talk all, but I'm gonna talk like me.
It's funny because I say that all weekend, like also with a circle of friends, like I flub over words, as you can hear every night here on this program, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I get paid to talk, just so everyone knows. I communicate for a living.
Yep, that is the case.
And then I wonder where my raise is. Still wondering.
Yeah, they said, Bart, do you want Carlos to get a raise or for you to have a zero increase in your salary? And I said, I'll take the no increase.
Makes sense.
Sorry, bud. I want to make you earn it.
I'm offended.
888-710-4ISN. We shall return. It's the Bart Winkler Show.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
That's a nice little rejoin. What do we got? Our performance review here going on? Fine with me. 888-710-4ISN. This portion of the show brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck in a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. 888-710-4ISN. We're talking All-Star Game. We're talking to Mark. He's in Chicago. Mark.
Hey, Barty, I got two things really quick. The first one, I've been yelling at the TV since 1985, and you kind of hit it earlier while playing the best players later in the game. Just all you have to do is do the re-entry rule. Now, growing up, I love Ryan Sandberg. He played one inning, maybe two, because he batted like second or third in the All-Star. They took him out, then they put Johnny Ray or Juan Samuel or Steve Sachs, whoever. If you had the re-entry rule, you could put him in one other time. It could be in the fifth inning, second inning, ninth inning. You know, how great would it be to see Aaron Judge come up to bat, down two runs, and you could be re-entering back in the lineup where he was at. And then you get your other guys in the game who haven't played. Like, okay, catcher, come on out. Somebody else go run for him. You're getting everybody in the game with the re-entry. A, I think people will watch the game longer, and the games will be more competitive. That's one. The second one, really quickly, is instead of the dumb celebrity all-star game, I don't want to see Kim Kardashian play softball. They should do a skills competition. And the way it would work, like for the Cubs, for instance, you get three players. So you'd have PCA, a current Cub. You get an old Cub like Sammy Sosa and someone from your rookie club, single A. Let's say single A. And it's like a 10-minute competition. Almost you get a tee time. They could put it on the MLB network. Maybe it's like ground balls, how many home runs you hit, or something that's conformed. But you run it all day. Baseball nerds like me would turn in to see, you know, maybe Eric Davis on the Reds or people. And then when you get the top three scores, they go and they do like the best three, do their little competition before the home run derby. I think a lot of people tune that is you get the old guys, see their old guys play again, the new guy, and then somewhat the future guys. Those are my two takes, man. Happy All-Stars.
Yeah, thank you for the takes, Mark. The issue that we have sometimes with the All-Star game is you're watching the ninth inning, you don't know the guys that are batting. So how cool would it be if, yeah, Aaron Judge went up there? Well, he already played in the game. Just put him back in. That was the whole reason the 2001 All-Star game was a disaster. Just put him back in. Well, we can't. But you can, though. You're the commissioner. You're sitting right there, bud. Just do it. I don't know, but his overreaction to that was that was Adam Silver, folks, before Adam Silver. That's a very Adam Silver move. What, my All-Star game tied? I better make sure this one counts for World Series home field. What? Why, though? Just don't do that. Just say, yep, guys, it's a tie. Sorry. And then fans will be like, but you can't tie in baseball. And then say, but we did. He either should have found a way on the spot to give us a winner or just been like, guys, I'm sorry. It was a tie. We ran out of players. We'll add a rule where you can bring guys in. But yeah, it was a tie. And you know what? You know what I gotta bring shame to? And I've avoided saying it, but there's always a connection, folks. You know where that game was, don't you? It was in Milwaukee, and the crowd was booing. And that, I think, was a little skewed because the crowd was maybe booing Bud Selig, even though he owned the team for a long time. But when you're the owner, you know, you always get booed, and the commissioner always gets booed. So maybe Milwaukee was overly booing. My people, we should have just been Midwest nice and said, you know what, we're really glad that we got an All-Star game at all, that these guys came here, you know. This is the best and brightest in the whole major leagues. I can't do the accent from my own place. What was that even? It's because I don't have the accent. That's why I can't do it. Jeff's in New Orleans. Jeff.
Good evening to you, Bart Winkler, and welcome back. And how you been doing anyway?
Doing good. Had a nice weekend. Like I told Marco or somebody, a lot of memories made. And that's all you're kind of looking for.
Great. That's great. Well, I've been dragging ass down here today, man. It is hot AF down here right now.
What did you guys reach? We were like 95 last weekend.
Well, we were 95, but the humidity was about 99. So, I mean,
you know. That's what'll get you.
It's just kind of rough. Anyway, Bart, I had to, man, I hope Carlos brings the same piss and vinegar he's got right now to get to one of my favorite of the six segments y'all have. Guess what they said, because I might get a chance to hear one of my favorite drops tonight.
Oh, my God!
No, it's not that one. It goes more like this. You get nothing. You lose.
Like when I lose?
Just because of the drop, Bart. Don't take that the wrong way. I love
you. You get nothing.
No.
You lose. Good day, sir.
Anyway,
there.
Bart.
We did it there, so that means I can win tonight now.
Now I'm going to pull for you. You're exactly right. I'm going to root for you. Anyway, let's talk about Guess What They Said here real quick. You know how much I love that show. It's right there. I love all six segments. I love them all. I went through them before. You know what they are better than I do. But anyway, I was thinking like this, Bart. I got to give you a little bit of background, so I'm going to rush through it. Guess What They Said, I like it because it's the only one of the six segments that actually keeps score, and I'm all about that competitiveness. So, there's a lot of times I heard you, I think last Monday, Carlos gave you the ruffles and flourishes for winning, and you made the comment that you thought you should have lost because it was one you didn't think you got. Not only that, I'm going to throw a few more things that I'm not crazy about, although it's still my favorite show. There was a while back where we were talking about half points, makeup calls.
Yeah, that was a rough night.
Yeah, I know. Reviewing the tape, the spirit of the answer and things like that. My idea is this, and whether you run with it or not, that's okay. I just thought, you and Carlos have a wealth of sports knowledge. I just thought bringing in someone that has that same knowledge, that's a little firm, that's got a lot of tough-mindedness, so I like to call it. In other words, he's not going to reverse his decision once he makes it. However, I would love to hear the back and forth between you and Carlos changing his mind. I'm talking Marco Valetti here. I think he would be a perfect judge for the program. I mean, let's face it. This is.
I know. Marco's got a lot on his plate already. I don't think I can throw another thing at him.
Okay, well, I understand that. This is radio, though. Not TV. Not TV. We talking radio here, so the audience only hears, and what we hear is the man works 2 minutes an hour, for Christ's sake. We would think he could come in maybe 5 minutes early.
Marco, you got any response to this? You got anything you want to add here?
Two minutes an hour? I think I like being called lazy better than ugly, because when we go TV here, I felt like it was just like a direct shot at this ugly fat bastard. Can't get in here to do 2 minutes. So now I feel better. It's just that I'm lazy. It's okay.
Jeff wants you to judge Guess What They Said rather than Carlos.
Yeah, because apparently I'm a hard ass. I'm okay with that.
I'm serious about that, Marco. Listen, I love you, brother. I respect and admire your opinions, and when you make a decision, you stand on it. I've never heard anyone budge you off of your opinion, and they argue with you, and you make great points. I would love to hear you make the call, right or wrong, give them the bell or the buzzer, and then let them come at you and tell them why they think they're wrong, they're right, and then the back and forth would just be priceless. But I mean, I'm going to put it to you, Bart, like this, and then I'm going to let you go.
Let me go.
Let me phrase this relative to another one of my favorite segments. Bart Winkler, call or fold. Marco Valetti would be an excellent addition to the judge Guess What They Said.
All right, call, I'm going to say, I'll call that one, Jeff. Thanks for the call.
You get
cold. I don't know why these drops are getting entangled.
Yeah, well, did you do that on purpose?
No, that's the second time. It's like I'm clicking on the one that I want to play, and it's playing the one I previously played. It's so weird.
I'm getting a lot of, love the show, but a lot of suggestions still. I was just trying to improve it.
Clearly, I'm not doing my job. Everyone calls in. We're like, hey, you should do this instead of that. Robert from Annapolis, he hasn't criticized us in a couple of weeks, so maybe I don't feel the heat from there. But a lot of people with suggestions. Maybe that EP post is still up on LinkedIn that I've been complaining about for 6 months.
There was also... Does Marco know about that?
Marco, just in case you don't know, my job has been open since I got it.
Yeah, mine too. Make you feel better.
Oh, maybe
is mine posted? Is mine still available? I'm laughing at you guys. Maybe mine still. Maybe, oh boy. Somebody suggested not enough racing updates, but those, you're not in on the weekends.
I'm not, but I could tell you if I was, which I did for 10 years, still not making a cut.
Not even a quick like, hey, by the way, this guy won this thing.
If I'm out of stories and I still have time to fill because I have to actually hit a time limit, maybe.
Okay.
What can I tell you? Jeff was right. I'm a bit of a hard ass, and once I make an opinion, you're right. I'm not going to turn off it. So
it's so hard being me and all the other super race fans. We just don't get our fair shake.
Yeah, life sucks.
We just don't get our fair shake. Anyway, maybe next time. 888-710 for ISN. Here he is, Marco Belletti. It is the Bart Winkler Show. I'm Bart Winkler. 888-710-4ISN. 888-710-4476. So, the NBA had a very exciting time where a lot of moves were happening. A lot of agreements were being agreed to. This player's going there. This player's getting traded there. This guy, oh, it's so fun. I can't keep up with all the stuff. And apparently neither can the NBA, because now teams have to figure out how to do what they've agreed to do. For example, the Milwaukee Bucks made a lot of moves, whether it was re-signing their own guys, getting Miles Turner out of nowhere, and then stretching Damian Lillard out. But they had to do it in a certain order. So to make it all work under the cap, they first had to waive and stretch the contract of Damian Lillard. Then they traded for a guy who's going to go back to Europe, but they're buying him out. It's an $8 million contract, but he's letting him buy him out for like $1.5 just so he can get back over there. They had to do that next. They had to do that before they could re-sign Bobby Portis, which is officially or was the first move that we had heard of was going to happen. So then they had to do that. Then they had to renounce a bunch of rights for guys, many who they would later re-sign. Then they could sign Miles Turner, and now they can sign a bunch of these other guys. But to actually do all the things, there had to be a certain order of which they could do them, otherwise it wouldn't work in the cap, which is just, I don't know, I feel like unnecessary. The Jonas Valanciunas, Dario Saric trade is still on course to be made this week between the Nuggets and the Kings, but they have to make the Brooklyn trade official first, which is Michael Porter Jr. for Cam Johnson. That technically hasn't happened yet because they got to do that. And then they can do the other one. But there's also the side plot of Jonas Valanciunas may say, nah, I'm good. I actually want to go play in Greece. So buy me out and let me leave. There's some deals that had to be changed. Jrue Holiday was traded for Anfernee Simons, and the Celtics also got 2 second-round picks out of that. But then when they did the medical, the Blazers are like, well, we still want them, but I don't know. We're a little apprehensive. Maybe we don't give you these second-round picks, and then we'll go ahead with the physical being accepted. Okay. So now that trade where Boston thought they were getting a couple of picks, they're not. There's all these things that have to be done. And that's what led to the NBA's first 7-team trade. Because if I were to tell you, if I were to wake you up one day and say, oh my God, there was a 7-team trade in the NBA, you would think that stars are going here and going there and going here and going there. But it's not what happened. What happened was all these teams did these different things, but then to make them all work, everybody's number cruncher department had to kind of figure it out. So some things that happen on draft night, which is already a disaster, like Rocco Zekarski got drafted by the Bulls, I think, but then he was traded to the Timberwolves. But that actually occurred as part of the Kevin Durant deal. Even though it was his own separate thing, to make Kevin Durant work, they had to then lump in all these other teams who, for some reason, they all volunteered to do this. Clint Capella coming back to Houston from Atlanta. That deal had to get tied up. So technically, the trade became the Rockets getting Kevin Durant and Clint Capella. The Suns getting the guys they were going to get from the KD trade, Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks. But then they also ended up getting the number 10 pick, Kaman Maluak, and then three other picks, and then another pick for another time. The Warriors, somehow their draft picks were included in this. The Hawks, they're in here with the same kind of nonsense. The Timberwolves, the Lakers, and then the Nets are in there for 2 second-round picks. So a lot of draft rights got mixed together. And so I looked at this, and I thought, this is stupid. This is dumb. So then I thought to myself, self, you are doing Sports Minutes, which air on all of these stations, and many more, where I give a little blurb, and you hear it in the morning at 8 o'clock. And so I thought, one of my Sports Minutes, I'm gonna get a little bit nasty. I'm gonna stretch the limitations. I'm gonna throw in a little more opinion. I might throw an opinion all the time, but I'm gonna say stupid. Here's a minute you'll hear tomorrow. Kevin Durant is officially a member of the Houston Rockets, and it took an NBA record 7-team trade to make it happen. Pretty wild stuff, and it would be cool if it wasn't so stupid. That's going to air. That is going to air. Oof. Trades used to make sense. One team has assets that another covets, and then they swap. But to make the Durant move work, 5 additional teams had to join the party with sign-and-trades, draft pick swaps, and cash. Because today's NBA is as much about the bookkeeping as it is about the basketball. Ooh, what a line.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought, mwah, a little bit looser, spreading the boundaries. Someday I'll be very comfortable with really bringing it to a Sports Minute.
I just love to edge.
I do. I saw someone edging their yard by hand. I almost went and got my edger and did it for him. And then I heard a man very comfortable in his own skin. A man who I will now draw inspiration from. When I heard this Sports Minute, authored by the man who will be in next on the Infinity Sports Network, Pat Boyle.
This is Pat Boyle with an Odyssey Sports Minute. For the non-hardcore tennis fans that are looking for a reason to get into Wimbledon, how about this? Novak Djokovic's opponent yesterday, Alexander Muller, he's got an OnlyFans, and he calls himself the sexiest tennis player. Now, there's no erotic content. He basically just takes folks behind the scenes of what life looks like on the tennis tour. And it made me think, maybe I should start an OnlyFans. Take folks behind the scenes of what the sports radio industry looks like. And in my bio, I'll put the sexiest sports talk radio host. I'm Pat Boyle.
Ooh, now that is 27 seconds of solid content. I like that very much. Good job, Pat. He'll be up next. I think that an OnlyFans for us won't work, though, because on this show, Carlos, a lot of the behind the scenes of sports radio, we just say.
Yeah, the only thing we don't say are curses.
Yeah, but But there are no secrets here. We are very upfront and honest about what we are doing at all times and why we are doing it.
Yeah, very much so. Now, my takeaway from that Sports Minute, of course, my vanity. Pat Boyle, yes or no? Is he, quote, the sexiest radio host slash person we have on this network?
Like of the men?
I guess.
I don't know. You know how I feel about Zach.
The answer is no.
It's you?
I'm top two, and I definitely ain't two.
All right. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.